kid goes back to his mother's, you want to go out and grab some dinner?
I can't go out to dinner, Charlie.
Why not? You got a date? He said knowing the answer, but asking anyway, just to be polite.
No, I don't have a date, he replied, all the while thinking, bite me, you booze-addled buffoon.
So why can't you go?
Are you kidding? I'm paying alimony to two women. I don't have money for luxuries like eating out. Or eating in, really. I'm trying to learn to chew my own cud.
It's all right, I'll treat.
No, you've done too much for me already.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm keeping a tab, $26,382. To date.
Exactly, so I need to start carrying my own weight, which is actually getting easier now that I'm wasting away.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'll find something here to eat. Maybe some scrambled eggs and a popsicle.
Fine. See you later.
Charlie closes his eyes, then turns to face his brother.
All right. I'm only going to ask you one more time. Would you like to have dinner with me?
That depends. Where are we going?
Oh, for God's sake!
What? I don't even get a vote?
No, you don't get a vote. You get a free meal.
Well, if I was one of your dates, you'd ask where I wanted to go.
You're right.
Charlie embraces him.
So where do you want to go, baby?
That's very funny.
No. Let's get something hot in you and then get something hot in you.
Knock it off.
Gee, you smell good.
You know what? Okay. I'll just stay here and have a popsicle.
Oh, you'll be getting the popsicle.
Fine. Okay, you pick the restaurant.
Thank you. How about sushi?
Ooh, not a big fan. Oh, that's Judith. Keep thinking.
Alan goes to get the door.
Jake, your mother's here.
Something flies past him.
Hey, that popsicle almost...
He ducks as another missile flies past him from the kitchen. Keeping careful watch behind him, Alan backs towards the door and opens it for Judith.
Hello.
Hi, yeah, he'll be right out.
Do me a favor and take them both.
Jake appears with a popsicle.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, honey, would you wait in the car, please?
Who's in trouble, me or Dad?
No one's in trouble.
It's you.
Jake heads to the car.
Judith, if you're gonna chew my ass off, just know I'm planning on having it for breakfast tomorrow.
No, you didn't do anything, Alan. I just, I wanted to let you know that, boy, this is awkward. You remember I was dating Jake's pediatrician?
Yeah, Melnick. What about him?
Well, we started seeing each other again, and it's gotten serious.
Oh, how serious?
He asked me to marry him, and I said yes.
Oh, wow. I don't know what to say. I guess, congratulations.
Thank you. I just wanted to let you know before we told Jake.
Sure. I appreciate it. It's kind of... weird, isn't it? I mean, you spent so many years together, it's hard for me to think of you married to somebody else.
Yeah.
Alan's eyes are cast down thoughtfully.
Still, I wish you the best, though.
Oh, I know you do. Thank you. Well, bye.
Bye.
She smiles and goes. Alan closes the door and dejectedly turns to face Charlie, who's sitting on a sofa reading.
5, 6, 7, 8.
No more alimony.
As Alan sings, he jerks his hands and hips from side to side.
Men, manly men, manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Charlie, Alan, and Jake, dressed in tuxedos, sing into an old-fashioned microphone. 2.5 men. Created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Alan and Charlie arrive home.
You know the problem with sushi?
You mean besides eating it with you?
It's all fleshy and flappy and wet. It feels unnatural against my tongue.
Hey, Alan?
What?
I think I know why your marriages didn't work out.
Alan flaps his hands.
Oh, stop it. Now, speaking of marriages, the next time we go out to dinner, it'll be on me. Because with Judith getting married again, I'll have...
5, 6, 7, 8.
No more alimony. No more alimony. No more alimony.
Hey, Dad.
What are you doing here? And how'd you get in?
Rose let me in.
Hey, guys. How was dinner?
Forget dinner. What are you doing here?
Keeping Jake company.
But if you let him in, you had to have been here before him.
Well, yeah. But if Jake hadn't shown up, I'd be gone by now, and you'd never know I was here.
So, what, you just waltz in and make yourself at home whenever I'm out?
That's not true. Sometimes you're upstairs asleep.
Wait a minute, let's go back here. Jake, why aren't you at your mother's?
I ran away.
Sometimes you're in the shower.
Rose, please, why did you run away?
Because I hate it there.
Is this about the upcoming nuptials?
It's nothing to do with puberty, Dad. It's about Mom getting married.
I thought you liked Dr. Melnick.
That was when they were just dating. Now he thinks he can tell me what to do. He's not my father.
You don't do what I tell you to do.
Yeah, but Mom doesn't care about that.
Alan, if I can just interrupt for one sec. How do you keep getting in? I've changed the locks 3 times.
Yes, but you didn't change the locksmith. I could recommend somebody.
Good night, Rose.
I replace everything I eat.
Good night, Rose.
You know how I do it? I keep an exact duplicate fridge at my house.
Good night, Rose.
By the way, we're out of popsicles.
She kisses his cheek.
Right, I'm gonna call your mother. She's probably worried sick.
She's probably in the hot tub with Dr. Melnick.
How'd you get here? You steal a car or something?
How can I steal a car? I'm 12.
You kids these days, no imagination.
I took the bus.
In L.A.? At night? You'd have been safer stealing a car. So what's your plan? Where are you headed?
I'm gonna stay here.
Oh, you can't stay here.
Why not?
Because you're running away. Away, according to the dictionary, means not here. It's usually preceded by the words far, far, or in your case, go.
Oh, come on. Why can't I live with you guys?
Oh, Jake, do you have any idea how much I have to clean up my act when you're here on weekends?
What are you talking about? I see you drink, gamble, you have strange girls sleep over?
Drop in unannounced on a Wednesday and you'll be scarred for life.
Well, I hope you're proud of yourself. Your mother's crying.
Good. Hey!
Don't be mean to your mother.
You're mean to your mother.
My mother can take it. She actually feeds on it.
Anyway, she wanted me to tell you that she loves you more than anything and that she and Dr. Melnick aren't going to get married until you've had time to adjust to the idea.
Well, then they'll never get married because I'm never going to adjust to it.
He walks out. Alan absorbs this.
Six. Shut up.
The three are in a car. Charlie's driving and Jake's in the back.
You know, I am a little surprised at you. I would think you would want your mom to be happy.
Hey, she can be happy all she wants. I just don't need some jerk pretending he's my dad.
Well, why not?
Because I already have a dad.
And he's already a jerk.
All right, buddy. I'm gonna have to tell you something pretty heavy. But I think it's something that you're old enough to understand. You can do better than me.
Way better.
Did you know that I'm not even a real doctor, but Dr. Melnick is?
So what?
So what? Are you kidding? He makes more money than I do. He can buy you better presents than I can.
Don't underestimate the value of having a prescription pad lying around the house.
Charlie?
You know, someone gets sick. They're bored.
But I only need one dad.
And you'll only have one dad, but there's nothing that says you can't call him Dad and me Alan. We'll still know who's who.
I'm getting a little misty.
He glances sardonically at Alan.
I'm never gonna like him.
May I suggest you try a more, shall we say, practical approach?
Alan looks at him and nods.
Jake, how much does your mom give you for allowance?
$10 a week.
Okay. I'm gonna write down some figures here, and you tell me to stop when you see a number that makes you feel a little warmer toward Dr. Melnick.
He holds up a notebook so Jake can see it. They return to Judith's.
I'm so worried about you. Don't you ever do that again.
Thanks for bringing him back.
No problem.
Jake, isn't there something you want to say?
Yeah.
He embraces the doctor.
Dr. Melnick.
He looks up at Dr. Herb Melnick, who doesn't look entirely convinced. Alan looks at Charlie, who pats his heart, tilts his head, and smiles.
Come on, honey, let's get you to bed. You've got school in the morning.
Hang on.
He kisses the doctor's cheek.
Night, Dad. See you, Alan.
Night, buddy. Boy, he's really warming up to you.
Yeah, listen, Have you and Judith ever discussed putting Jake on any sort of medication?
Why, what do you get?
No, we haven't. Well, why?
Well, I mean, one minute he hates me, the next minute he loves me, and those kind of mood swings just aren't normal.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. That's not an emotional problem. That's, it's more like, kind of, Charlie?
We paid him to like you.
You what?
And it costs less than you might think.
But that's a good thing. A bribable child is a controllable child.
Plus, he's not too bright, so you can lie to him all you want.
Charlie?
Oh, come on. Until he was 10, I had him convinced that swizzle sticks were money.
Hey, speaking of swizzle sticks, have you guys considered eloping to Vegas?
No, we haven't.
No, I know what you're thinking. Tacky, but actually, it isn't. It's classy and very romantic.
Yeah, some of the hotel rooms have those big mirrored walls. It's like watching your ass bob up and down in IMAX.
Huh. I think actually we're going to put things on hold for a little while.
Why? You love Judith, don't you?
Of course, she's a great woman.
How's the sex?
It's a little personal, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't ask which way you point her. I just want to make sure you two kids are compatible.
Oh, well, there's no problem in that area.
See, Alan? It was you.
Alan glares at him. Charlie raises his brows as if to say, well?
That's me, the original one-pump chump.
The doctor nods.
So I hear. The thing is, I'm just not sure I'm ready to be a stepfather.
Oh, sure you are. You'll be terrific, right, Charlie?
Trust us, as long as there's food in the fridge and money in your wallet, you'll own the little pecker.
That baby was exhausted. He fell asleep as soon as his head hit the pillow.
Another plus, sound sleeper.
Yeah, nothing wakes that kid up, and I've had some real screamers at my place.
Judith gives him a look.
It's getting late. I'd like to go to bed.
Why don't you do that? Listen, fatherhood is no big deal. Truth is, with the internet and everything, they practically raised themselves.
Alan.
You go ahead, honey. I'll be in a second.
Miffed, she goes.
I don't know. I just think I need some time to get used to the idea.
No. Don't think about it. Parenthood is like skydiving. You just gotta jump out of the old plane.
And get sucked into the old propeller.
A propeller of love. Hey, listen. Why don't we go out and talk about this over a couple of beers?
Oh, well, thanks. I really enjoy spending time with you fellas, but I don't really drink.
That's okay. Neither do I.
Alan gapes at him.
Okay, sure. Just tell Judith I'm leaving.
No, that's okay. I'll tell her. Judith, we're leaving!
Good.
The three boys sit round a table in a bar.
My first wife and I tried to have kids, but just didn't happen. And when she got sick and passed away, I didn't think I'd ever have a family.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. Who was shooting blanks, you or her?
Charlie, that doesn't matter. What matters is that he's starting fresh with Judith. A live woman of proven fertility.
The doctor's dumbfounded.
What good does that do if he's packing a starter's pistol?
I'm fine.
You hear that? He's fine. Jake can have a little brother. That would be a blessing from heaven, wouldn't it?
Oh, I don't know if I want more kids.
Then wear a condom. Besides, Jake's used to being an only child.
If there was a new one, he'd probably eat it by mistake.
Alan looks at him sharply.
So, Herb, you haven't touched your beer.
Oh, well. Like I said, I'm not much of a drinker.
Then we need a drinking game. How about this? Each time Alan shoots me a dirty look, we all take a drink.
Alan glares.
Here we go.
He swigs beer. Sometime later, and Herb has his arm around Alan as they all swig beer.
You guys are great guys. I love you guys. You know why? Because you're great.
You know, Herb, I wish more women held their liquor the way you do.
Herb takes another swig.
I would like to propose a toast. To Jake.
Ah, Jake's great.
And to Judith.
Absolutely, Judith's great too.
And to your upcoming marriage.
Yeah, sure, what the hell.
They all drink to it.
You know what I never had?
A second beer?
No, a bachelor party. No,
me neither, thanks to my brother.
Oop, bottoms up.
They drink.
Hey, why don't we make this your bachelor party? You know, one last big blowout with your friends before you get married.
But my friends aren't here.
What about us? We're your friends. We wish you well, right, Charlie?
Well.
Oh, come on. What do you say?
I don't know. I mean, If this is a bachelor party, wouldn't there be a couple strippers?
Charlie,
I'm on it.
Charlie gets out his phone and dials. Sometime later, back at Charlie's beachside house, Herb is on the deck swigging beer and cavorting with two strippers who wear bright metallic pink and blue bikinis. Charlie and Alan watch him from inside.
He's gonna make a great stepdad for Jake.
Yeah, whatever. And with the alimony I save, I can go out to eat every night in restaurants. And I'm not talking early bird special. I can eat when it's dark out with people my own age.
He grins maniacally at Charlie. Charlie stares at him, then gives him a double thumbs up.
Hey, does your cell phone have video?
Yeah, why?
Charlie picks up a cell phone.
Observe.
What are you doing?
Just in case he decides to back out of the wedding.
That's blackmail.
So?
I like it.
Charlie films him.
Hey, Herb!
Herb and the strippers wave at him through the glass doors.
Attaboy, you dumb bastards.
Charlie frowns at the phone.
It's Judith. Why is she calling me at this hour? Hello? Of course it's me. Who are you expecting?
He stares at the phone, then retrieves another from his pocket.
Oh my God. This is Herb's phone.
Charlie gestures. Oh! Alan takes time to think.
Herb is in the bathroom. Yeah, we were just having a couple of beers and getting to know each other. Well, with all due respect, Judith, before we got married, I didn't drink either. Hey, there is no call for that kind of language. What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah, I think this phone is running out of batteries. Ed, this phone is running out of batteries. Goodbye, Judith.
He looks panicked.
Think she bought it?
If she did, she's oopiter than oo.
Herb steps in wearing just his socks, boxers, and a t-shirt.
Excuse me, fellas. Can either of you cash a check for me?
Why?
I'd like to tip the ladies.
No, forget the tip. We've got to get you home.
Why would I go home when for an extra $300 I can go all around the world?
You got a point, Alan.
Herb, listen to me. Your fiancé is worried about you.
Golly, she's gonna be pretty PO'd.
It's okay. She doesn't need to know.
That's right. She doesn't need to know. Mm. Can I borrow $300?
Charlie searches his pockets.
What are you doing?
Call it a wedding gift.
Are you crazy? I've got to get him home.
So take him home.
What are you gonna do?
I'm thinking maybe I'll go around the world. God knows I've racked up enough frequent flyer miles.
Herb?
He's asleep on the sofa.
Herb? Charlie, you're going to have to help me take him home. Charlie?
Charlie waves from the deck, where he's dancing with the strippers. Later, Charlie and Alan carry an unconscious Herb back to Judith's.
You have a key?
No, I don't have a key.
Maybe he's got a key.
You want to go through his pockets?
Not particularly. Why don't we just leave him on the porch, ring the bell, and run?
Is that a bag of flaming dog poo?
No, that was Judith's first husband. Dirty lock, where's my beer?
All right. I'll go through his pockets.
He reaches into Herb's pocket.
Oh, Judith.
Judith opens the front door.
What the hell is going on here?
Charlie and Alan gulp at Judith, then drop Herb and do a runner. Charlie and Alan drive home.
Well, that was close.
No, it wasn't close. Close is when you get away with it. That was nowhere near close.
All right. It doesn't matter. He had a good time, he's gonna marry Judith, and I'm off the hook for alimony.
That's true.
Charlie looks at Alan suddenly.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah?
You did erase the video from his cell phone, right?
Oh, boy, it'd be really stupid if I didn't.
Yes, it would.
Alan's smile fades. Judith watches Herb on his cell phone while he dozes. At Charlie's place, Rose hands drinks to the strippers.
Here you go.
Thank you.
One's a root.
She sits on the sofa between them.
One root beer. One orange soda.
She makes a note of the drinks in a notebook, then settles back between the strippers. ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men, men.